Praxis 1267 Briefing, Best Models for Agentic Browser Use April 2026. Bottom line first, for our stack stay on Claude, upgrade Hermes from Opus 4.6 to Opus 4.7. That gets us 3.3 times higher resolution vision and 1-to-1-click coordinate mapping, which eliminates the missed clicks that hurt 4.6 in computer use. Same price, same API. Same Anthropic stack, the benchmark picture. The relevant benchmark is OS World Verified, which measures real desktop and browser task completion. Web Voyager is saturated, every top agent is over 90% and it no longer differentiates. On OS World Verified, GPT-5.5 leads at 78.7%, released April 23rd. Claude Opus 4.7 is right behind at 78.0. Released April 16th, Gemini 3.1 Pro is around 72.5. All three now exceed the human baseline of 72.4%. Why Claude wins for us despite GPT-5.5 leading by less than a point. First, our stack is Anthropic native. Hermes mounts Claude Code OAuth credentials. The agent SDK is Anthropic. Our structured output pattern is Claude-based. Second, Opus 4.7 dominates tool use benchmarks, plus 9.2 points on MCP Atlas. We are MCP heavy. Third, the price is identical and the swap is a one-line config change. The architectural finding, Hermes plus CamaFox is already on the right architecture. We use accessibility tree first with selective screenshots. The whole field has converged on this hybrid pattern, OpenICUA, Perplexity Comet. Browser-based stagehand all do the same. Pure vision approaches like Surfer 2 hit 97% on Web Voyager, but the H company team admits they are extremely costly. Accessibility first uses about 6 times fewer tokens per step and fails 3 times less often. Our architecture is correct, only the model choice is open. 3 risks worth flagging. 1. Opus 4.7 actually regresses on Browse Comp, the agentic web search benchmark. It runs redundant queries, takes 6 to 8 tool calls where 4.6 took 3 to 4. For research-heavy flows like Hasu doing web research, we should keep 4.6 as a fallback or route to GPT-5.5 specifically. 2. Berkeley research from CHI 2026 showed every major agent benchmark including Web Arena, OS World and Gaia can be exploited to near 100% via config leakage and prompt injection. Public scores may overstate real capability. We need our own eval suite. 3. The new Anthropic tokenizer in 4.7 uses 1 to 1.35 times more tokens per input. Per token price is the same but per task cost may rise. Needs real measurement. What I recommend in order. First, upgrade Hermes default to Opus 4.7. One line in config/Hermes/preferences.yaml. Second, add a model selector at the Hermes adapter layer so we can abison it 4.6, Opus 4.7, and eventually GPT-5.5 per task. Third, build a Praxis-specific browser eval suite, 15 to 20 representative tasks from real workflows. This becomes our source of truth, not public leaderboards, what I recommend deferring. Self-hosting Holo 2 or QN3 VL for cost reasons, interesting later, not urgent. Switching to GPT-5.5 marginal benchmark wins, large integration cost. Vision-only architectures, strictly worse than our hybrid. If you want, I will create issues for these 3 workstreams and delegate the Opus 4.7 upgrade immediately. It is a one-line config change with a real user-visible improvement. End of briefing.